Offside. Orožarske mahinacije. Pravkar ste poslušali javljanje z koprskega protesta, na katerem od vlade med drugim zahtevajo, naj se zaveže, da ne bo dovolila transporta ali izvoza orožja v Izrael. Poleg tega zahtevajo razkritje vseh podatkov o orožju, ki gre prek Slovenije. Na vlado je danes zjutraj pobudo naslovila tudi poslanska skupina Levice. Glede ladje Borkum, ki bo v koprsko pristanišče predvidoma vplula ob 4 ponoči, poslanci Levice vlado pozivajo, naj sproži ustrezne postopke preverjanja tovora in prepreči morebitno tovorjanje kakršnega koli orožja v Izrael s pomočjo slovenske logistične infrastrukture. Ali se je vlada na pobudo Levice že odzvala, smo vprašali vodjo poslanske skupine Mateja Tašnerja Vatovca.
Ne, strani vlade nimamo še odgovora, poziv smo poslali danes zjutraj, tako da pričakujemo, da se bo vsaj kaj premaknilo v tej smeri, tudi če zavrnitveno vsaj do vplutja ladje, ki po naših informacijah prihaja pozno po noči.
Kaj pa na sami vladi je tudi kateri od ministrov ali ministrska ekipa Levice skratka izrazila pobudo v tej smeri?
Mislim, neke podobne pozive je naša koordinatorica ministrica za kulturo Asta Vrečko že v začetku tedna podala. Vlada je sicer šele jutri, tako da bomo tudi o tem verjetno na koalicijskih usklajevanjih govorili. Bistvo pa je, da pač bolje biti previden, kot pa se opeči v takšnih primerih, tako da se stojimo za to pobudo. Pojavil se je nek dvom o tovoru na tej ladji, za katerega je verjetno bolje, da ga oblasti preverijo. Mi smo v naši pobudi predlagali, da se pač ustrezni inšpekcijski organi odločijo za to, da pogledajo, kaj je dejansko na ladji, da se prepričajo, ali so tovorni listi skladni z tovorom, ki je na ladji sami, in pač na tak način presekamo bodi si dvome ali pa pač zaustavimo neko pošiljko, ki ni ustrezno tudi označeno. Mislim pa, da nikakor ne sme Slovenija sodelovati s svojim ozemljem, svojo logistično infrastrukturo pri kakšnemkoli sodelovanju v moriji, ki je za Izrael v Gazi.
Urad vlade za komuniciranje smo vprašali, kakšen je odziv na poslansko pobudo Levice iz kabineta predsednika vlade, ter ali bosta vlada oziroma finančno ministrstvo, pod katero spada finančna uprava in s tem carinski postopki, sprejela kakršnokoli odločitev v zvezi z ladjo Borkum. Podobna vprašanja smo poslali tudi na finančno ministrstvo. Z urada vlade za komuniciranje so nam do zaključka redakcije odgovorili le, da je državni sekretar za mednarodne zadeve Vojko Volk danes dejal, po vseh informacijah, s katerimi razpolagam, lahko zatrdim, da gre tovor na Češko in nima nobene zveze z Izraelom. S finančne uprave pa so nam, čeprav jih nismo prosili za pojasnila, odgovorili le, da če so vsi pogoji izpolnjeni, blago prepustijo v carinski postopek. Španska vlada je ladjo Marijan Danica prejšnji teden zavrnila, saj je na njej dokazno vojaški material namenjen v izraelsko pristanišče Haifa. Ladji Borkum pa španske oblasti niso prepovedale vplutja v kartagensko pristanišče, a se je ta sama, preden bi opravila privez, obrnila proti Luki Koper. V Španiji kolektivi združeni v mrežo Red Solidaria contra la Ocupación de Palestina, krajše RESCOP, opozarjajo na več ladij, ki imajo po njihovih informacijah vojaški tovor iz Indije namenjen v Izrael. Poleg ladij Marijan Danica in Borkum gre za ladjo Vertom Odet. Najprej je informacijo o mreži RESCOP posredoval insider, ki ni imel točnih informacij o tem, da je določen tovor na določeni ladji, ampak je priložil pismo o nameri, v katerem je izraelski IMI Systems povpraševal po ladjarjih, ki bi bili vojaški tovor pripravljeni pretovoriti iz indijskega Čenaja. Izvorno informacijo žvižgača opiše Alejandro Pozzo Marin, raziskovalec orožarske trgovine na Centru za mirovne raziskave Delas.
The original source is someone from within the system. Cannot say this if he or she was from within the arms industry or within the maritime transportation, structure. But this person said that the number of products were going to be shipped in either the Borkum, the Bertomodet, or other ships, saying that all of them will find each other in Chennai, in India, and it was possible that some containers could be moved from one ship to another. And this was said not in the document, but in the handwriting notes that this person added to the document.
Izvorno povpraševanje izraelskega IMI Systems je vključevalo tudi pogoj, da morajo ladjarji posel opraviti v tajnosti in ne smejo omenjati podjetja ali Izraela.
This is the previous document where those interested in that transfer were looking for who to provide that service. So in that document you can find the specificness of what was required, including the conditions, and the conditions also include confidentiality about the company and the country involved, which, by the way, is not Israel, but the company is IMI Systems, which is part 100% part of Elbit System, which is the biggest arms company in Israel.
Na španskem ministrstvu za promet trdijo, da je tovor na ladji Borkum namenjen na Češko. V medije so spravili tudi certifikat o končnem uporabniku municije iz Indije, po katerem je končni uporabnik Češka. Ključen za dvom v to, da Borkum ne prevaža ničesar namenjenega v Izrael, pa je ločen dokument, ki so ga objavili na španskem ministrstvu za promet. Certifikat o končnem uporabniku namreč ne vključuje eksploziva znanega kot TNT, ta pa je naveden v dovoljenju za tranzit, ki so ga španske oblasti izdale ladji Borkum.
Part of those military products that were alerted by the network of Palestinian organizations, were within the Borkum. So the government, and they also filtered the document of end user certificates, which means the final destination of the, not the final destination, I mean, let me please correct me. One of the documents that were filtered, is the end user certificate between the Czech Republic and India. India is supposed to be the country who sent the military products shipped in the Borkum, and Czech Republic is the final destination that, according to those certificates, is. But the issue is that the Czech Republic can re-export those materials if they have the authorization of India. But this authorization doesn't need to be included in that certificate, but may arrive. In the end user certificate, what was included is some ammunition of 120 millimeters and 125 millimeters. But in the original document on transit by the Spanish government, there is also another product, which is the TNT, which is the explosive. And by the way, this product was one of the products alerted by the original source that was heading to Israel. So the Spanish government, they have, let's say, proof, or at least they have provided the end user certificate, who says that Czech Republic, they say that those munitions are going to be used in, or finally, the final destination will be the Czech Republic. But nobody has a certificate where the TNT will end up. It's possible that this TNT will end up as well in the Czech Republic as part of the ammunition. It's possible that the TNT will be back to Spain because supposedly there is a Spanish company that were also expected to receive some cargo, but this finally didn't happen because, as you know, the Borkum, they finally decided not to disembark. But it's also possible that this product ends up in Israel. The point is that nobody has provided any guarantees of where that product will end up. The rest of the materials, the rest of the products that were alerted by the original source, we don't know where they are. They can be within the Borkum, even if the documents they said they do not include it. But it's the only way to know what is exactly within the Borkum is to check it.
Kategorije na obeh dokumentih se torej ne ujemajo, poudarja Ana Sanchez iz mreže Reskop. Ni jasno, kaj je končna destinacija TNT-ja, saj certifikat za tranzit prek Španije, ki ga ima ladja Borkum, ne vsebuje podatka o končnem uporabniku.
The different categories from one document and the other, they don't match, because on the one from the Czech Republic, we have this TNT category missing. So that's a question on what's the final destination for this TNT? If it's not going to Czech Republic, where is it going to? That's not clear at this point.
Čeprav ni jasno, katera ladja prevaža točno kateri tovor, izvorni vir je govoril o treh ladjah, so s pritiskom na španske oblasti aktivisti dosegli potrditev, da je imel vir dejansko prav.
So far everything that we alerted and everything that we claim that needed to be further investigated, it was proved to be true. The government never rejected all our claims, saying that the Borkum was carrying weapons. The government didn't also deny that the weapons that we were denouncing were in that ship were actually there. And they were trying to say that, okay, this is not going to Israel, it's just going to the Czech Republic, which, okay, is something that we also mentioned in our different communications, that the ship was going to have some intermediate stops along the way. And now we don't know, according to these different documents, where are the weapons, like what's the final destination of these weapons, right? We know that these two are going to the Czech Republic, but still, this is not also a confirmation that those weapons are not going to be re-exported to Israel, because they just need the authorization of the original exporter, which in that case is India. And as you know, India and Israel have excellent military and security relations, so it won't be a major issue for India to authorize these weapons to be re-exported from the Czech Republic to Israel.
Poco Marin meni, da je vir očitno imel zanesljive informacije že zaradi tega, ker je v množici tovornih ladij, ki pravkar potujejo po svetovnih morjih, identificiral vsaj dve, za kateri se je izkazalo, da dejansko prevažata tovor iz indijskega Čenaja. Nadalje sogovornik pojasni povezave med indijsko in izraelsko orožarsko industrijo.
A strong link between the Indian industry and the Israeli industry. I mean, 40% of everything that is exported by Israel regarding weapons and ammunition ends in India. But India also, they produce a lot of products that ends in Israel. For instance, there are some Israeli products that are built in India. And then India is sending to Israel and those products for Israeli consumption. And what's the logic for this? It might be just commercial. No? I mean, this product is finally made in India, but perhaps it's an Israeli product. And this is done in India because it's cheaper or because any other reason. I mean, what I mean is that India and Israel, they are very close allies in terms of arms. The same applies to the Czech Republic and Israel. Most likely, Czech Republic is the country in the European Union that has done or has provided more legitimization to what Israel has been doing in the Gaza Strip. So this is something to consider. Having said this, the logic of this specific transit can only be object of speculation. We don't know exactly why India wanted to send this to Israel. There may be a lot of explanations, including the returning. Imagine that Israel has sold something to India and this proved not to be correct and this is returned. Even that possibility could happen. But knowing that that right now Israel, they have said, I'm in an emergency mode. I need ammunition. I need explosives. And they are asking their allies to supply them with ammunition because they are spending a lot of ammunition due to what they are doing in the Gaza Strip. So minimum, I mean, this could be a possibility that there is a real export by India to Israel because under the request of Israel.
Ladja Borkum, ki je na poti v Luko Koper, se torej zaradi pritiskov aktivistov in španske vladne stranke Sumar ni ustavila v kartagenskem pristanišču. Kaj nam to pove, komentira Sanchez.
This shows that social pressure works because Borkum stopped previously in another Spanish dock in Las Palmas just a few days before going to Cartagena. This very same ship with the very same cargo stopped in another Spanish dock. And that was with no problem, nothing happened, everything was done as a regular activity of the ship. The only difference between the docking in Las Palmas and the one in Cartagena, it was the social pressure, the social, the political and the media pressure that we put on this ship. As soon as we learned what was the cargo of that ship, we denounced it and we said that the Spanish government had to take action and had to end their complicity in the genocide in the Gaza Strip. And that's why Borkum didn't dock at the end in Cartagena. Because if everything was okay, if everything was normal and all their papers was in order, why they didn't dock at the end?
Ladja Marijan Danica, ki so iz španske oblasti zavrnile dovoljenje za privez, pa je zdaj na poti v Črnogoro.
Going to Montenegro. And I assume that from Montenegro they will go directly to Haifa in Israel. But this ship contains products. And these ships, according to the Spanish government, contains one of the products, at least one of the products that were alerted by the original source, which are the rocket engines. I mean, these ships could be the one where the rocket engines have been shipped. But we don't know about the other three remaining products that were alerted by the source. Perhaps those may be found in the Borkum, if they had that product, and this is not in the official documents, perhaps those products are in the Berto Modet, that now is on its way to Cap Gebert in the Atlantic. This ship is also going to stop, or they plan to stop in Koper.
Sogovornik poudarja še, da certifikat o končnem uporabniku municije iz Indije, kar naj bi po certifikatu bila Češka, ne zagotavlja prav dosti. Češka lahko z dovoljenjem Indije namreč municijo ponovno izvozi, to pa lahko stori kar na letalu, saj municija ni tako težak in velik tovor kot denimo tanki.
We talk about ammunition. So usually, munitions are very frequently shipped by air transport. It's not the same when we talk about armored vehicles, when we talk about tanks. That usually this can also be shipped by air transportation, but usually this is by sea.
Nujo potem, da evropske oblasti, v primeru ladje Borkum slovenske, preverijo, kaj je dejansko na ladji, strokovnjak za trgovino z orožjem vidi v tem, da certifikati ne ustrezajo nujno dejanskemu tovoru na ladji.
We know that this is quite frequent, that some containers with drugs are found in different ships, and that's why those ships are searched. Weapons is also another good that is very frequently smuggled in different places. So why not to expect if someone has alerted specifically, let's say, in those ships that is material to Israel, how can we know that those materials are not in the boat, regardless what the official document says? The only way to know about that is to search. Is the police to go and to certificate to certify that what is in the boats corresponds to what is included in the official documents.
Sanchez k temu dodaja, da so vlade držav podpisnic mednarodne pogodbe o nadzoru trgovine z orožjem, znane pod kratico ATT, zavezane preprečiti transport orožja, če obstaja občutno tveganje, da bo uporabljeno za zločine proti človeštvu ali genocid. Tako Slovenija kot Španija sta podpisnici mednarodne pogodbe.
It's important for all the governments of the countries from which this ship is making transit, right? The Spanish government now in Slovenia and many others in the future, is important and crucial to stop and search the boat and see what kind of weapons is the ship containing and what is the final destination of these weapons. Because if they allow these weapons to go to Israel, that could be in violation of the International Arms Treaty.
Špansko in slovensko vlado združuje tudi retorično približevanje priznanju Palestine kot suverene države. Kaj bi priznanje Palestine sploh pomenilo v primeru, da vladi ne končata lastnega sodelovanja z Izraelom?
What's the purpose of recognizing a state if you don't end the complicity with the state that is oppressing, repressing, and trying to completely erase this state that you are willing to recognize? It's not something that will have a direct impact on Palestinian people's life and rights.
Ladjo Borkum je v offside-u ujel Martin. Oh. 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 Oh.